Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until 1. It is Thursday, the 20th of November now. Still frozen, but the cold never bothered me anyway. Haha. World Cup playoff draw day, as Brian Jennings has been telling you. Act accordingly. Tap out all your thoughts in the usual way on the WhatsApp. That's 087-032-3232 North and South, because the North are involved today as well. And for your longer emails, as ever, email oliver@rte.ie. What are we up to today at all? Tree planting, St. Bernard dogs, football and swimming on the show today. Should it be San Bernard is the other question, because they're from the Alps, aren't they? Those big, fluffy, cuddly, Beethoven-y style dogs. I'm going to be talking to actor, comedian and star of Alan Partridge, Stephen Mangan, who was Dan. Remember Dan in the show? And he's been tormented ever since. People yelling Dan at him in car parks and so on. We're going to chat to Stephen Mangan and his sister Anita. They're from North London and they've written many books together, and their latest book is about the St. Bernard dogs and saving Christmas and all that. And their Irish roots are via the Erris Peninsula in Mayo, which we keep bumping into ever since we went there in the summer on one of our shows outside of Dublin. And of course, we're very excited for the big reckoning for the boys in green between 12 and 1 p.m. on this show. We have not had a World Cup playoff for 8 years when Denmark gave us a hiding for life. I remember being there, Lansdowne Road. It was 5-1, wasn't it? 5-1, 2017. Scoreless in the first leg, and then that happened. No second legs this time. It's semi-final and a final. It's knockout and knockout. It's legless. It's terrifying. But it's good to be here, isn't it? It's only a week. This is Thursday. A week ago, we were expecting to be tornadoed off the pitch in Lansdowne Road by Portugal. And then Troy Parrott happened. And the rest, as they say, is constant nerves, really. 51551 is the text. What are the curiosities of the day? We'll go for World Cup related. Will be soccer fans are petitioning for a national holiday for the World Cup matches, the qualifiers. An Ireland fan started a petition looking for a state holiday to be declared next March. So the semi-finals, we know, 26th of March. And then 5 days later would be, if we get through, for the ultimate one. Brian Kennedy, he wants the government to make the day after the semi-final a national holiday. He wants a full day off, either for celebrations or commiserations, whatever. And both the day of the final and the day after should also be one-off national holidays. Oh, one-off. Fair play to you, Brian. He says, we've seen in other nations how sport can unify countries, create lifelong memories and bonds, having the freedom to participate in this communal celebration without the restraint of everyday obligations. Everyday obligations, working and so on, would amplify joy and significance. So there you go. The petition has 300 signatures so far. Not exactly flying in a storm. And given the costs on all the small businesses these days, small and medium enterprises who employ most of the people in the country, even though all the multinationals get the attention most of the time, I don't think they would welcome an 11th bank holiday next year. Just somehow, I'm just thinking. But you know what? It would be lovely for the young people who've never experienced Ireland a World Cup, go back to 2002, to have that feeling here, out of the country, wherever they are. It's very special, isn't it? That's why we're very excited. Parking and issues around that have come to the fore this time of the year because the shopping season is already upon us. Cork County Council is announcing street parking and spaces in their county council car parks will be free, some time restrictions, but entirely free from the 1st of December to the 4th of January. They're including places like Bandon, Kinsale, Fermoy, Mallow, Macroom Cove and Yall. Free spaces, part of a push to kind of encourage the rebels to just shop local for the festive season. Get out, meet people, go for your coffees and so on. Use your local areas and you can park for free. And they're also clamping down on bad parking. So they will have wardens out for anyone who is misbehaving with their vehicles up on curbs and footpaths and whatnot. But it's a lovely gift and it very much comes up against what's happening in Dublin. What's going on in Dublin? Stillorgan Shopping Centre, as of yesterday, I think the shopping centre is more than 50 years old and parking has been free there forever. As of yesterday, it's now €1.20 per hour for pulling up to the shop, and there's little shops and there's takeaways and people just pull up for a few minutes and go in and get their stuff. Not anymore. The car parks are owned, along with the shopping centre, by the US investment giant Kennedy Wilson. They've been operated by Euro Car Parks for the last two decades. So Kennedy Wilson, they're headquartered in California. And they're actually a big landlord company as well. They have over 3,000 homes in Ireland out for rent. So they're one of those kind of super-powered rental places. And now they have the shopping centre. And at their headquarters in California, they're far from Stillorgan. And they're, nothing's for free anymore, is it? So Cork County Council going up against that one. Things are getting more expensive elsewhere. The IRFU, they've been battling this in the last few days. They've been defending the price of tickets for test games on Lansdowne Road. And Kevin Potts is the boss there, and he's defending any suggestion that the atmosphere has become overly corporate and that the cost of heading, of going to the match, basically, has gone up 78% in 12 years. So Category A games, they call them, €90 it was in 2013, to €160 for the international matches this month. €160 per seat, and people are shuffling around all the time, aren't they? He says, we've the smallest stadium in the Six Nations, the IRFU. 5 or 6 days we have there every year. We've to generate the revenue to fund the game, be able to keep the national team competitive and invest in our women's games and our grassroots games. And they're throwing the women's games at us there as well. And he's, when the phrase corporate day out comes up, he says, I don't agree with that. Many people I know are here and have been here for years supporting rugby. There are rugby people around the stadium. Yeah, they're the ones who are sitting down annoyed when people are making them stand up because they've just bought 12 pints for their friend, or they go to the loo because they've just had 12 pints. Mrs. Brown and her boys will have some competition on the telly this Christmas from a brand new Irish sitcom. Who is this upstart coming in on the BBC with a new sitcom? None other than, oh, it's Brendan O'Carroll, the same person. And the Irish Sun says it has this exclusive, it's revealing Sheddites. Sheddites is a new sitcom with Brendan O'Carroll starring in it, not written by him, set to air on BBC One in prime time over the Christmas telly break. It has been written by his co-star Paddy Houlihan. And I think he's a friend of Brendan's son, Danny. Paddy, you know, is in the show. Sheddites, what's it about? Brendan O'Carroll will be in a beard and moustache playing Jimmy, one of our many regulars who meet up at a men's shed in Ireland. And it's tipped as the biggest Irish comedy on British television since Father Ted and Mrs. Brown, strange company. Sheddites features a stellar Irish cast. Oh, good. Shane Casey's in it. Billy Murphy from The Young Offenders. Deirdre O'Kane. Simon Delaney. And Danny, Brendan's own son as well, which makes sense because his mate has written the thing. And Danny's been telling the son, I play a character called Cheesy, who suffers from depression and whose counsellor sends him to the men's shed to meet and talk to other people. That's the setup. And his dad is Jimmy. He's one of the narky old men, which he says isn't far from the truth, apparently. Brendan O'Carroll's been saying there's a kitchen, card table, but more importantly, men going there, talking through their own problems. He says it's the whole sitcom will highlight men's mental health. OK, so there's a good spirit behind it. The release date is coming in the forthcoming BBC Christmas special. And that is a new departure, which is fascinating, but it's going to be, I presume, probably made in the usual places and studios in Scotland, but with a big Irish cast to look out for. And even if you think things aren't funny, millions of people are watching them. So it's funny for them. All right. Passwords. How do you put your passwords together online with the 517 different logins and things that you have to do nowadays? I always think, because it kind of forces you to have a certain number of characters and upside down exclamation marks and stand in your head when you're coming up with it and so on. This company, what are they? The cybersecurity company NordPass have been looking at the top 200 most common passwords being revealed. Admin is the number one password of choice in Ireland. Just admin, A-D-M-I-N, sometimes log into a thing called admin. While Abdel123 in digits takes second place. Password quality is poor everywhere and across all generational groups, so there's no Gen Z, Gen whatever you're having yourself divide here. Researchers found striking uniformity in terrible passwords. 12345, maybe adding a 6, consistently the top choices among all generations. But the Gen Z, the younger, they'll be in their 20s, and the ones in their 30s use almost no names in their passwords, whereas the older generations use names in their passwords. The younger crowd tend to put long combinations of digits or things like skibbity, which are trends online and so on. So we're doing with passwords, which is kind of a bit mad. What other curiosities? Ah, yes. Donald Trump's Saudi party with Ronaldo and the tech giants have been getting the chat show treatment in America. And Jimmy Kimmel's been talking about this and focusing on Elon Musk and how this was his return to the White House. And it came just as Congress was voting to release the Epstein files. So there's a lineup. Musk was there front and centre and he kind of pats him in the stomach as he goes by. Here's Jimmy Kimmel's take on the whole shebang.
Ex-Luthor was a surprise, though, Elon Musk. And Trump gave him a little love when he came out. He was checking to see if Elon made himself pregnant, too. Their relationship is like a cyber truck. It's cold one minute, on fire the next. I guess they made up. Musk publicly threatened to drop a big Epstein bomb on Trump. But now I guess they're cool. It's just it was a parade of the unpleasant, and no one seemed to be enjoying themselves less than Melania. That is the look of someone who's wondering when Congress is going to vote to release her.
That's Jimmy Kimmel there on the Saudi party. By the way, incidentally, Joe Biden, it's his birthday today. He's 83 years of age. Imagine this time last year, he was still leader of the free world. He was on his way out of the office, the most powerful figure in the Western world. And then we discovered a few months later that he was diagnosed with cancer. Last month, we heard he started radiation therapy to treat this aggressive form of prostate cancer that he has. It has spread to his bones, which is awful. And a spokesperson said, what's he doing today? Well, he's not going to attend former Vice President Dick Cheney's funeral, which is happening in Washington, D.C. today. George W. Bush is going to be doing the tribute. I hope he gives a little Bushism, a kind of tribute to him. And didn't he die over 2 weeks ago, Dick Cheney, and the funeral's just happening? Is that what the Americans do when the weather is cold, maybe over there? And Dick Cheney, what a great service he did. Started a war that killed a million people. God rest the man. We wish him well. Lewis Capaldi's in the news as well. He loves Lego. He says it helps him with his mental health, takes his mind off stuff, focuses on all the things he puts together. And someone presented him with a life-size model with 41,000 pieces of Lego of himself. It's a life-sized Lego piece of himself. It looks horrific. It's absolutely horrible thing. So, but he looks quite happy in the photo. He had no choice. He had to stick his thumb up and go, yeah, I kind of like this. I saw Lewis Capaldi at the gig. He showed up privately at the Kneecap Fontaines DC gig in Belfast. People lost their minds all over the place. Honest to God. Lewis Capaldi is just, they're wild for him. The Gen Z. Sure, you wouldn't be right yourself. On the parking stuff, interesting message here from Joe in Dublin. An even bigger problem is wheelchair parking in the centres where you have to pay. A lack of enforcement nationwide is a major issue. Please ask people to observe these precious spaces, remembering the disabled to have to undergo a medical assessment and pay for their blue badge permits. Says Joe, I think he's saying people are parking in them. Is that what he means and paying for them? I thought we'd have enough collective shame against people if you saw someone pulling in. And I always have a little frown going, do they have the badge? And I go, okay, they do. Maybe just I'm one of the busybody people. John in Cork says the radio earpieces ruin the atmosphere at rugby. There's none at the soccer and great atmosphere. Radio earpieces is what he says is ruining the atmosphere. Not quite following there entirely. Anyway, we're want to get the day off to the right start and the correct foot. It's all about the Ganzies and the fellas in it these days. We're on the buzz for 2026. Can you imagine? US, Canada, Mexico, World Cup. Cross everything. And hope to qualify. We have to make a bit of noise. So I've chosen a very noisy song to get the nerves settled and the best way to get all your do-do-do-do-do-do-do's in order. 51551 is the text.